Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. I want you to open your Bibles with me, if you would, to the book of beginnings, Genesis. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Genesis chapter 1. Let's start in the book of the beginning. Glory to God. If you didn't bring your Bible, look on to the person next to you. That's why nobody gets anything, because they don't bring their Bible on. Hey, thank you for your enthusiasm, but it's the truth. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad. This is the greatest hour.
Greatest hour.
Praise God.
Yes.
I appreciate Paul and all, most of the new epistles and everything else that he's written. But this is a wonderful day to be alive. That we're going to be seeing the precious fruit of the earth come in the last days. We're right in the middle of it. I said we're right there. Praise God. Start to happen. Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God. I guess I could call this message, take your dirt back. It belongs to you. Take your dirt back. Take your property that belongs. See, what belonged to Adam belongs to us.
Come on, yeah. Amen.
I don't know if this is scripture or not, but it makes sense to me, spiritual sense to me. That we have a Father that is up in heaven, and he looks over to the Holy Ghost and talks to the Son and said, I want to expand my family. I want to expand my family. So let's create an earth to put this new family on. You know, the local church is a family.
Yeah.
You know, you're part of his family.
Yeah.
Now, see, when you get revelation, see, religion, the way I thought God was sitting up there and he had a baseball bat, you know, and I thought it was very unreasonable, and so, you know. But when you find out about the loving Father and you know what all of this is about, when you get people to stand up and say, God, now he'll put sickness and disease on you, they don't have revelation of the plan of redemption and about the love of God. Because a loving Father would never do that.
Come on, yeah.
A loving Father would never let you starve.
Right. Come on, right.
Now, you can make the decision to starve if you want to. But once you find out who you are, once you find out the purpose of why you're on this earth, and your purpose is, one of your purposes is to be part of the family. And your purpose is to fellowship with God, and then let him love you, and let him take care of you.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't do that.
That's true.
Hallelujah. You got to know that God loves you.
Amen.
So his plan, so let's create. So he comes down and he creates Adam. He creates the earth. And the earth he created for his family.
Yeah.
Amen.
And so for his family. So first he creates a man out of the dirt. Makes a man. He breathes himself in the same, in the image of himself, which is a spirit man, to walk on this earth. And then he gave him. Then he gave him a woman, not a rug mat, but a woman to come along, took it out of his side, not the bottom of his feet, to come along and walk with him. He saw that it wasn't good the man to be alone. That ought to give you a clue. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To come along and walk. Glory to God. And then he said, now multiply. Have more children because then I can expand my family. But when you think about the reason that God did that, is because he has a father's heart and he wants to take care of you.
Come on, yeah.
Glory be to God. When you get revelation of that, prosperity is no real problem.
Come on.
See, the reason people don't prosper the way that God wants them to prosper is because of their mouth. I have a son, his name's Grant, and when he was just a baby, I traveled a whole lot. And when I'd come home, I'd try to hug him, and he'd always put his hand out like this, you know, kind of push me away, you know, because he was always with Mama, and he'd push me away. And that's the way we do with God, the way we act, the way we talk.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, brother. Thank you.
Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
See, Sister Burley, she believes that God would put her in first class. But Brother Burley, he... He laughs, oh, sure, we're going to be bumped up. She got bumped up, and he didn't. Well, you tell me things, I'll tell on you, Jerry. But see, she thinks of goodness of God. Well, why not? I'm a child of God.
Amen.
Amen. So Jerry Burley's back by the bathroom, you know, on the engine. He's yelling at his wife, I'm back here. Yeah, your unbelief got you back there. I'm in first class. Now, is that true or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just having fun with you.
Glory.
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 Praise God. So he creates her, then he makes a beautiful garden. He says, everything that you need in life, everything that you need is here for you.
Everything.
Amen.
Everything was provision. And then he says, anything, you go and name everything. Actually, what he did, he created that earth that belonged to God. Then he gave the title deed, went through escrow, closed escrow, and gave the title deed to Adam to the earth. It was his earth.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
He says, make them in the image. What image? The anointing, which is authority. You have authority over this earth. You name everything on this on it, and he named all the trees, he named all the animals. I mean, you talk about authority, and we still have names today the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he said, if there's, and then anything that's not here, you just speak it, and it's yours.
Amen.
Come on,
yeah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
But he said, I call it, I got a new series coming out called House Rules. But we have a house rule in this garden. There's a tree over here. And you don't touch that tree. That belongs to me, and you don't touch it. You know, it's amazing to people how they're just going to go ahead and touch things when God said, he said, don't touch a woman until you're married. And then he said another thing, don't touch the tie. That belongs to me. And people wonder why they're not prospering.
That's right.
You don't get too many amens over that, you know that? You think you'd get something out of these pastors, but they did go for that. Yeah, I truly believe that that was a tie tree. He said, that belongs to me. He's starting it out that belongs to me, and don't touch it. There's things you cannot touch on this earth that belong to God, and one of them is the tithe.
Come on, amen.
There's certain things that you don't know. And he's given us house rules in the family. My wife, we have house rules. And it's amazing how we've had people try to buck it. I mean, in our own congregation, when it comes to my 18-year-old son, he wouldn't allow the date until he's 18 years old. And you get mothers, secretly trying to get dates with my son, not the mother, but their daughter, trying to have a date with my son. I mean, that's our rule. That's our how. Why do you want to violate our how? That's our rules. Can you say amen? Glory be to God.
Come on.
But he says, don't touch that tree. Don't touch it. You go through the Ephesians. You go through, there are house rules in the house of God that we're not to do.
Yeah.
One, we're not to gossip.
Come on.
We're not to tell bear. There's house rules that you do if you're going to have a long life.
Come on, that's good.
We've learned that from Dad Hagen. Yeah. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Glory be to God. But you got all this gossip. You got Sister Bucket Mouth. You're going around talking about, and she comes to prayer lines and never gets healed and dies early and everything else. You wonder, well, God give it, God take it. No. She wasn't going by the house rules.
Amen.
Well, Adam's wife, woman, went over there and took that apple. Touched that tree that God told her not to do. She touched it. And then the man with her, I don't know if he thought he was going to lose her or what, he ate with her. Now, he committed high treason.
Yeah.
Now, we got a new god of this world, which is Satan.
Yeah.
Now, you think about that. Can you say amen?
Yeah.
Now over here in Genesis, you know, you read in the 28th verse, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion.
Yeah.
Have dominion.
Amen.
You know, you read this, you studied it, you should have dominion over it. Well, now here, he hands that deed over to Satan because of his disobedience.
Right.
Now he lost his dirt. Matter of fact, if you remember, he was driven out of the garden. He was driven out of his blessing. Now he's got to work for a living.
Yeah, come on. Uh-oh.
Where do we get him in heaven, huh? But so many servants preach about Adam. But anyway. Now he was driven out of that garden because of his disobedience. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
I often thought about this and studying this and meditating on this. I often thought, now God, why didn't you just go ahead and wipe them out? I mean, you could have just fried the whole bunch, Satan and everything. Because you don't understand covenant.
Yeah.
Big thing he said at that time, you don't understand my love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today we just get rid of them, we divorce them or whatever, do it because, you know, maybe love left or something, and you know, they just... He says, no, I was in love with my man. And he said, I told Satan, he did. You remember? He said, I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you.
Yeah.
I'm going to get you what? Get me for what? Get him for what? For messing with his family.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going to get you. There's a woman that is going to bear a son, and he's going to bruise your head. Now, I'm going to tell you, when God says something, it'll come to pass. It took 3,000 years, but it came to pass.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And he said, I'm going to get you.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So now we got hell on earth. We got Adam's kids, and they killed another one and so forth like that. And so God, he's going on the earth, and then he comes down the lineage and he finds Abraham. He finds a man that he could cut covenant with to give him permission to work on this earth. He's on the way looking out. See, religion don't teach this.
Yep.
So he made a deal with Abraham because he knew, this is in the Bible,
yep.
Study it for yourself, he knew that Abraham would bring his children up right.
Yes.
He would bring them serving God. He also, and he wouldn't take the tithe.
Yeah, that's right.
He brought tithes unto God. He brought anything that was increased, he brought to him.
Yeah, amen.
In fact, after I was saved and God blessed me with a business, I tithed off the top of my business.
Yeah.
And I'm still prospering from that business today.
Yeah.
I'm still prospering because I tithed right off the top. He taught me right up. Now, I said, I'm blessed. Glory to God. I'll be 62 in June. And God said, I'm blessing you from 60 to 70. And God has been giving us property and blessing us. Me and my wife alone, just by ourselves. It had nothing to do with the church. Building a strip mall. And I mean, I got Abraham's blessings. Can you say amen? Just by obeying God and not touching what belongs to him. So he got a hold of Abraham and he works a deal out because he knew he'd bring his children in the house of God and raise them upright. Teach them how to tithe. Since our boys were little boys, we got our tithe, Stephen's tithe, Grant's tithe. And when they get paid or when they get money or anything, they put their tithe, they're taught the tithe. And I mean those kids that they're overwhelmed with stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Trucks. And I mean this comes on. I don't buy it all, but I mean it comes to them. Because they are learned, I brought them up and God can use that and bless them.
Yeah.
I teach them to be in church. I teach them.
Amen.
You don't work on Sunday. We go to church. That's amen. God's day.
Yes. Amen.
Can you?
Amen.
That's a different sermon itself. So what's he doing? He's got a plan of redemption to get his family back for he can get his dirt back through his family.
Amen.
So he's working with Abraham. And then this generation right here, see, he brought up a generation. That next generation brings up another generation. Another generation brought up and tithing and serving God. And right down here. Then he gets down here to a family where Mary is, and Mary's a little child. See, now he has permission and he's worked through there. See, all the plan is to get his family back.
Glory to God.
To get his family back. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. And then the Holy Ghost comes upon her. And the sperm was the Word of God. And the Word become flesh.
Yes.
All God, all man. Actually, God came down himself. And he walked on this earth. Praise God. And the first thing he starts teaching us is what the same principles that Adam said by naming things. You know, have you heard name it and claim it much? Well, they're right.
Yeah. Amen.
You can have what you say. First thing he starts teaching us is that we can have what we say.
Yeah.
And when Brother Hagin got revelation and Jesus told him how he got off of his deathbed, and I mean, the whole church has a fit.
Hallelujah.
But Jesus, if you look at Jesus, that's what he started teaching them.
Yeah. Amen.
So talk to the fig tree. It'll obey you. Adam did that.
Amen.
Glory be to God. So Jesus comes and he walks on this earth. Then he had his ministry and then he was the ultimate sacrifice, because bulls and goats and stuff was the only thing that was covering for a whole year. And then he comes, praise God, and then he dies on the cross and he spills his blood. And then he was down there 3 nights and 3 days. And then when he said, that's enough, it is finished. In other words, Adam's sin and what he did, it is finished through the blood of Jesus Christ. And then a light started lighting up down there in hell. And the demons are running and everything. And he comes up to Satan. He said, give me the keys that you got from Adam. And he took the key. He took it. I don't think he asked for it. He took it away from him. And then he kicked him in the head and bruised him. Is a sign of what God said 2,000 years before, that said, I'm going to get you. And he rolls out of that grave, comes on his way to heaven. He's on his way to heaven, and he picks up his body in the tomb that has been laying there, and he walked on this earth for a while, and he said, don't touch me. I haven't ascended to the Father. That authority that Adam had, that went all the way up to the throne, it polluted all the way up man's sin, and on the way up, God, Jesus, takes his blood and washes all that one all the way to the throne. Then he comes back and walks on this earth. He said, now you take authority. We got authority. We got our dirt back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I ain't got no dirt, because you're not walking in your authority and you're not talking right.
Amen.
The property, now we started out with 4 acres. When I got in front of the property, the building that we built right now, and God said, that's your property. And you know what I did? I didn't have no money. I didn't have no money in my building fund. I just went, you come to me. God has needs. See, he said it was mine. I had no idea. 75 years before, there was a farmer that was on that land, a farm lady, that prayed all over that land years and years and years. Lord, use this property for your glory. In 1923, and this had a little daughter with her that prayed, and that daughter now is in her 80s, and she came down to Marietta for a homecoming deal at an old church, and school reunion, and she said, she went by there and she saw the building go up. She come crying into the office. I wasn't there. She's my mother. We used to live in that little, we had an adobe house, and we added on to it, and it's a duplex now. But she says, I was raised in that little house. The old train, and there used to be, because it shows up on the abstract. There was an old 1800 cowboy train went down by the riverbank. And she'd pray, use this for your glory. Well, I got in front of her 70-some years later, and the Lord said, that's your property. But I had to speak. I had to release. I said, you come to me.
Yes.
A week later, a lady phoned me up and said, well, the Lord woke me up and told me to send you $50,000. You believe for some property? He said, yeah, that's what he said. I said, I believe it. Just send it, cashier check, overnight it. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And she did, and that's how we started. That's how we got what was that first phase of the building.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, you know, several years went by, but then the building, but that's how I got it. Everything that I got, everything, the airplane that we came into, I whistled at it and called it, because everything that you need in this earth, it came out of the earth.
Yeah.
Aluminum comes out of there, and it'll hear faith.
Yeah.
That tree, when Jesus spoke to that tree, when he spoke to that tree, it obeyed him.
Yeah.
Peter came right, that tree that you curse. He said, well, have the God come to it. This is the way that we operate in heaven. And he told us how we could do it.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's why I don't deal with a lot of devils. A lot of people are more devil conscious than they are God conscious.
Amen.
They're banging their heads against the wall and commanding devils. No, they're under my feet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
That's right.
You know, we've got victory.
Yeah.
Old victory over in Iraq right now, but we already have victory, but that's all we're doing is mopping up, just taking care of it. That's what we do on this earth. We take back what belongs to us.
Come on. Yeah.
I'm preaching real good, glory be to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory.
If you don't like where you're at right now financially, it's your own fault.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 That's good.
It ain't God. Because He provides. My God meets all by me. You better check out. Maybe you're touching things you're not supposed to be touching. Check and see if you're walking in faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Your pastor could have rolled in first class. But because he laughed like Sarah at the tent. Now don't tell me nothing, I'll tell it. Well, John Osteen said, don't tell me anything because I'll tell it. Hallelujah. And don't laugh at him. You do it every day. You walk by a house, see, we could never afford that. Who do you think you are saying something like that?
Amen.
Well, you don't know what I make. What does that have to do with the Father that loves His children? I mean, if you can't say anything, just keep your mouth shut.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Just keep your mouth shut. Because you're going by your natural ability. But hey, why don't you turn it over to supernatural ability and talk about the goodness of God. He said He'd give you a heart desire. I didn't say lust. I said your heart desire. Everything that I have personally and everything, I never had the money for it, but I talked about the goodness of my Father. And I forget it, just like the home we're living. God said that, I saw it actually in a magazine. I was walking in to get some milk and I looked down and God said, that's yours. Well, now never speaks to me. Well, then you're not spending no time for Him. His sheep should hear His voice. He said, that's your house. So I got a real estate. Next day we rode over there and I found out how much they won. Nobody lived there. They built it. It was a spec house in the early 80s and it was been sitting there for 2 years and nobody wanted it, but they built it for me.
Yeah. Amen.
Because I had my words go ahead of me. I said, the right house will be. And He said, that's your house. I got in front of it just like Adam. You come to me in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And within 15 days, we were in that house. Didn't have the money to buy. We were pioneering. We just moved back to California. We sold everything we had. I know faith will do whatever it takes to get the job done. Some people have never moved. Whatever it takes to get the job done. Quit your whining if you're pioneering. Quit your whining. Well, we didn't ever have enough. Shut up. You got to know. Glory be to God that your day will come.
Amen.
Payday will come for you. A faithful man shall abound. Abound. Abound in the blessings of God. As long as I remain faithful, I will abound. I don't care what you've given up and planted a seed. Quit your whining. Praise God. Just say, I'm going to be faithful to what He told me to do. And I'll abound. Glory be to God.
Come on.
I said, glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Now, these preachers are close to me. They know that I'm not arrogant. But a lot of times when they get talking the wrong thing, my wife does it to me. Glory to God. I never get into an airplane. I don't care how big it is. Well, I could have
never afford anything like this.
You just keep saying it. And you'll never afford anything. You see, it's not your ability. It's the matter of God loving His family.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on.
Thank you, Father.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Father.
I've owned over six airplanes myself, just six. And every one of them I got them by this because I found out that aluminum comes out of the dirt.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory be to God. And I said, you come to build it. Wood comes out. Jesus spoke to wood and it obeyed Him.
Amen.
Why don't you speak to wood to get you to you? Glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Glory
to God. Your job is to do the believing.
Yes.
If God says you can do it, if God says you can have it, you can have it.
Amen.
God, if anybody's going to prosper, it's going to be me.
Amen.
And I don't have to run all over the country trying to put money in a man's suit where I can get out of debt. I'm not in panic. God will take care of me just because I am His son. I am His child. Now, I believe in giving. Don't misunderstand me. I believe in when God starts moving and we throw money up on the platform. I believe in that. Please don't misunderstand me. But a lot of them are doing it out of fear and panic.
Come on.
Trying to get a quick fix. If you just live right, go to church, have a shepherd.
That's right.
You don't have a shepherd, you're scattered.
That's right.
My wife tells me not to say this, but it's just me. You're a scatterbrain. You need to have a shepherd. You need a local church.
Amen.
Because Jesus said, without a shepherd, you are a scattered, and you faint.
Amen.
That's more important than having an evangelist. That's more important than having an apostle. That's more important than having a prophet, is that you have a local church and you're connected. That's where your connection is.
Amen.
God looked down to Abraham. He said, I can trust him. He'll raise his children right. And every generation raised right where he got his seed in there. To get his family back.
Yes.
Thank you.
My God, I don't know if I'm helping you, but I'm helping myself.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why the devil fights building programs so much. That's why he don't want you to take that dirt. He don't want to give up he don't want to give up dirt. Especially to build a church.
Right.
Glory be to God. Well, we're taking more.
Right.
I went out the other day. Guys, I want you to get that other 9 acres over there behind you. Because I thought I was going to build our next building over on the other piece of property. And then on the way to the winter seminar, I went commercial that day. And I was sitting there praying. God gave me a vision. He said, I don't want it over there. I want it behind the building you just built, the bigger auditorium.
Yeah.
Well, some of that property I have to buy. So I said, go out there. You come to me.
Amen. Amen.
And that lady in the back of us don't like us. I mean, me. She don't like me. She's the one that sold it to me, but, you know, she's just very unhappy 85-year-old woman. So I just went over there and talked to her. I got somebody that she does like. Go over and talk to her. See, God's a Jew. He knows how to get deals going. Sonny. But it's on the way. I don't have no problem with it. It'll come to me.
Amen.
Because I can have what I say. I invoke blessings on myself. I invoke blessings on our church.
Yes.
That acre, and then there's another 9 acres where we got some people now that want to build a retirement home and they want it close to the church where the people come to the church. It's all going to be interconnected. God putting it all together. And that was part of the vision I had years and years and years ago. A place where older people can come and have a cafeteria where they can have fellowship with other Christians and be able to come to church. It'll all come to pass.
Amen.
Well, how can you say that when you don't own it yet? Yes, I do. God said it was mine.
Amen.
And that guy, he was full of the devil. The guy that owns that. The other day, that was Sunday, he slipped in to see what we're doing over there. He slipped in. And got saved.
Hallelujah.
And he said, I didn't know. I'm so sorry. He said, Dr. Devane, I caused you so much headache. Threatened to sue me and everything because we moved some dirt and there was an old beat up fence out there that so we just finished tearing it down. It was just, he said it protected him. I ain't gonna protect nothing. It was been there since 1923 and it was rotten. Ever seen fences laid down and eaten up? So I put a big old fence up just to save peace with him. And he comes over and gets saved. So God's working on him.
Amen.
By talking to him.
Amen.
I talked to this property over here many, many years ago. And you notice they haven't built anything on it.
Yeah.
So get with it. Anyway, praise the Lord. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm just calling in. You'll have to work with me here.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. Can you say amen?
Hallelujah.
Don't try to figure out God's stuff.
Amen.
Quit trying to figure it out. Your job is to do the believing.
That's
right. When I was at a funeral here a while back, I won't go down that road, but it was a friend of ours. My God, I got some money right here. I didn't. Anyway, praise the Lord. And just comes to me, I'm telling you. Anyway. She's been one of, there have been, a couple have been my partner for many years. Matter of fact, he's my dentist in Tennessee. And I I just couldn't get her. I couldn't get no contact. You know, she had cancer for 4 years, then she died. Well, I went to the funeral. I finished the meeting, and we flew over in the Merlin. That's when we had the Merlin. And we flew over there to be in the funeral and got there just in time for the, you know, at the funeral home. And my God, you ought to hear all this for the future. You ought to hear all those people talking. Well, we're questioning this healing message now. I walk in, they all shut up because they just, you know, I hate to be the heavy, but I mean, when you need help, I mean, I just, praise the Lord. God gets after me. My wife gets after me. I've been talking unbelief.
Hallelujah.
Praise God for a good couple that we, you know, she's now that ain't talking right. You're talking unbelief. So I repent to her and repent to God. They're sitting there talking. I said, you better quit that. You're going to hurt your faith talking that way. See, there's some things that you don't know. God never told, sometimes He tells me why people die and sometimes He doesn't. He says, none of your business. That's between her and me.
Right.
He said, the secret things belong. You know that scripture. The secret things belong to me. So don't question it. Because when you question it, then you get in unbelief. Don't question it. Know this. It wasn't on God's side. For this cause, many are wimpy. I mean, many are weak and sickly and many sleep.
Yeah.
Or many die premature and never transmit. There's always a cause why a Christian doesn't make it in his Christian life or because he dies early.
Right.
It's never on God's side. God has promised us with long life. He has satisfied for with us.
Yeah.
I was having trouble with my body 4 years ago, and I got before God. Had some alarming symptoms, and they said those symptoms will eventually kill you. I went to God. I said, I'm a healing evangelist, a minister. I'm a minister. I believe in healing. Why? Because we're in talking terms.
Amen. Amen.
I didn't say, why? I said, where am I missing it? I know it ain't on your side, God. Where am I missing it? Two things. I told you 2 years ago to take one day a week and rest. He said, you're nuts. I mean, in my language, I understand that. He said, you don't have no quitting sense. That was in my early 50s. He said, you just go and go, preach twice a day and go, and then you don't rest. That's the reason why a lot of you are sick. Because you don't take one day a week. You know, just because He talks about the Ten Commandments to honor us a day of rest.
Amen.
Now, why would God, where He rested, He didn't need it. He was a spirit. He's a father. He did it as an example to start this whole deal up. Your body's made out of dirt. And you can't keep pushing it. When your younger days, you do it. And then when you get in your 60s, you're so beat up and so wore out. Am I telling the truth? Hallelujah. Well, I said, okay, Lord, I did it for 6 months, and I got back in my old habit. We got some old habits, a lot of us.
Yeah.
No quitting sense habit. And I didn't know how to relax. I just, you know, I feel I got to get out and save everybody. Well, that church is going to fall apart if I don't. Oh, give me a break. I guarantee, I was over at Dr. Summerall's grave here a few months ago, and I went to his grave and I saw it, and it said, Lester Frank Summerall, here lies a man of faith. That was all, and there was weeds all around it. I said, how fast they forget you. You go ahead and burn yourself out and they'll forget you, and they'll have a new hero within 20 days. They'll forget all about you. Can you say amen? And all that hard work you was doing trying to raise your family, and your wife will marry somebody else, and they'll all have benefit from all your work. I ain't letting that happen. I got a young wife, and I'm going to wait until she's old and wrinkled before I go home. Yeah. Woo! Make sure nobody gets hurt by God. Selfishness, you betcha. But he said, I told you, and the other one was, and what really got to me is because you disobey me when I tell you to say something in that prophetic anointing. You disobey me. And then he told me where it happened, and I knew exactly. I knew I was had. He said, now, get that straightened out. I straightened out, and he said, within 30 days, that'd all be out of your body. Within 29 days, I went back, took my blood test, it was all completely gone. And every year since then, I go get a test once a year, nothing. It won't, as long as I obey God.
Yeah.
See, there was a cause.
Yeah.
Now, I go, I traveled, got over 10 million miles, just an air miles from airlines to travel and preach it for you. I was so happy. Big baby.
Come on.
Huh? No, there's house rules. One of the house rules that you're to rest. I had to train myself. I didn't know how to rest. Didn't know how to take a day off. I'm not talking about staying in bed all day. I'm talking about having a day of rest. You just don't. He had to do it. I spoke to him. The Lord showed me that he'd be setting up for him. I mean, the devil, in a few years, he kept working as much as he worked. Isn't that true? Your face, you can see it in your face, completely different. You take a day off?
Yes, I did.
Does he? Okay, good. Brother Sterling, why are you dropping your head? What, you take a day off?
Saturday.
Huh? Saturday's good. I'm glad to hear you don't study. I'm talking about just not doing anything. Just hang out. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I know you do. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Most preachers don't.
That's right. Yeah.
I said most preachers don't. And you'll pay a price. You build that beautiful church.
Yeah.
You'll just work and work and work for 30 years, build a beautiful big church, and then drop dead. And you get a new rain of spirit, didn't do anything. Come in here and run the whole thing. A very good friend of mine died a while back, a couple of years ago, down south. A very close friend of mine. And there were some things that he didn't take care of. And now he's in heaven. Wonderful preacher. Wonderful man. But he was wiped out short. Can you say amen? Glory be to God. I don't know if I'm helping you. Well, you got your Bible. Now, let's go over to where we're at now. Let's go over to Ephesians, where we're living now. You getting anything out of this? Glory be to God. I said glory be to God. Glory to God. Go over the first chapter to Ephesians. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Time I see. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Put your hands up and praise Him. Thank Him for His goodness and His mercy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get me some new ones with those tassels on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. You got your shouting clothes on? So you got to see where you're at. So what we got to do, the victory's all right, but we got to mop up like we're doing there. We got to mop clean it and keep those enemies. We already had victory over in Iraq. Now we got to keep those enemies under.
Yeah. Amen.
And that's what you do with the devil. We still have a devil. Adam, before he fell, he didn't have this to confront one. We do today because of Adam's sin. But we're back in that same position of authority. So we have to take back what belongs to you and me.
Amen.
Every one of you have a right to have an adequate home. Every one of you have a right to have an adequate car. Every one of you have a right. It's in the family health plan and prosperity plan. And you're taken care of. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. I said glory to God. And you know, if you listen to the Holy Ghost, you'll make sure that you're taken care of. If you listen to deals and everything, not deals, no, don't get in that. You know, in your head and say, oh yeah, I do that. No, and the heart says, no, don't do it. Follow the Holy Ghost. It'll make you rich. And we've heard this before, that rich is a full supply, having all your needs met.
Yeah, yeah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
I said glory to God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Yes.
Glory to God. Now look over here in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 16. This was what Paul was praying, that the saints in this place would get revelation knowledge of what Jesus did for them.
Amen.
This is what we pray in our church, because we know we get people that come out of denominational churches. We get people that come out of all different types of churches that come to our church. And we know if they don't start getting revelation of what we're preaching, they'll get an offense.
Yes.
Somewhere down the road, they'll get an offense.
Yeah.
Are you listening to it? So you got to pray and soften it up. And he said, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you of my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. Everybody say, I have the spirit of wisdom. And revelation in the knowledge of Him. Another time, in the knowledge of Him.
Yeah.
See, we gotta train and preach what happened from the cross to the throne. And I praise God for Dad Hagin. And all the years that he preached and preached. People think just overnight he was prospering. He stayed faithful. He stayed faithful in preaching this message. Preaching this message and who you are in Christ and faith and so forth like that, and kept preaching it and preaching it and preaching it. And then finally it started moving. It started getting in the body of Christ. Praise God.
Yeah. Amen.
Glory be to God. In the knowledgement of Him, knowing what Jesus provided for you and me. What did He provide for you and me? One, He took back that belonged to you and me in the beginning.
Hallelujah.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
And then, praise God, then the church was born. There were no pastors, and then the church was born. Because this is His family. Every pastor, if you would look at it as a family, His church as a family, it'll change his whole outlook on it. It's not a prophet center. You can have prophets. It's not a teaching center. We saw that in the 70s, and all. Most of those are not around no more. Where a guy just comes in, teaches, and walks out. Well, a pastor just can't do that. He has to stay with the people. Can you say amen? I don't know if anybody has to visit everybody, but he has to be with the people. That didn't last long.
Yeah.
And they never do last long. Evangelistic center doesn't last long. Missionary center don't last long. That's not a church.
Right.
A church is a family. We are a church family.
Yeah.
And how many of you know every family has problems they have to deal with?
That's right.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
And when you look at it, say, I don't pastor no more. But I do have a shepherd's heart. I pastored for many years. I had a very successful church, my first church. You couldn't count them on your 10 fingers in 1974 when I started that church. There were no more than ten. Betty Harrison didn't have his church yet. Jerry Savelle didn't have his church. Fred Price had his. I had mine. And there had been another one or so. But you couldn't count them on your 10 fingers.
Yeah.
So I was on the cutting edge.
Yeah.
I remember when Copeland asked me back in the 70s to be on his radio broadcast. And he said, and the subject was, can you preach faith and still pastor a church?
Because uh-huh.
People were saying back then, you can't preach that kind of stuff in a church. Now there's hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Thousands of what we call Word of Faith churches.
Yeah.
Then you say amen to preach the word of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. But if you ain't careful, see, we got a second generation. What happened to France and Germany, you got two generations went by, and they forgot what this country did for Germany and France, that we saved their bacon, and look at the things that they're saying about us now. And they forgot. My dad had friends that died on the beaches of Normandy. My dad, they forgot all about that. And that's the same thing with the church. If you're not careful, we're going to another generation here, and if the word of faith is not said, they'll stop having the Holy Ghost move. They'll stop preaching the word of God.
Yeah, come on.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
God.
Well, I'm taking it to this next
right.
generation.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. I know my lineage. I know my heritage. We got to pass it on. See, that's why the devil, if he could have stopped Abraham's family, he could have stopped. Then he's killing all the babies and everything. He's trying to do everything he can to stop from that generation passing it on, that revelation.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it because they stayed with God.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
You got to pass this generation. See, we got a new generation. We got a new generation of pastors that are going a complete different direction.
Right.
They're going a complete different direction. Don't get up and preach so heavy. Just have a nice Reader's Digest and just let everybody live the way they want, and don't talk about money. Don't say anything. Well, you have a church full of fugitives if you don't preach the word.
Right. Right.
The word is what changes people.
Amen.
Not crowds. You can have crowds. Rock stars have crowds, but the next day you got to clean all the junk up that they do.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah,
come on. That's right.
Glory be to God. I feel strong about this. I feel strong.
Amen.
Me and Dad Hagin were talking about this. We've got to pass it on to this next generation.
Yes.
And he said he's going to do his side to get it to the next, because he sees the generation slipping, going a different direction. Our own people. Our own, what we call Word of Faith Church, is going a different direction. They think they're compromising the Word and the Spirit to have crowds, and they really, there's no growth. Oh, there's physical growth. There's warm bodies, but there's no spiritual growth. Most of your church growth people that started out with it, they're coming out with new books. And they said, we have created a monster. And they did a study in all these church growth. He said, but the people are not growing.
That's right.
They're not growing.
Because
you got to disciple them. You got to tell them who they are in Christ, or they live in victory. Glory be to God. Now listen, and the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and that the riches of His glory, of His inheritance in the saints. Most Christians don't know they have an inheritance. The inheritance is what Jesus left you, what He took back from Satan.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. And then He turned it over to us. He gave us a kid. You bind Him. You loose Him.
Yeah. Amen.
Whatever you do on this earth, God will do it. Something has to be done here. We ain't going to have no revival until we do something. That in the back room the other night, we were talking about, they had this couple from Charlotte, the Jacksons, and she was talking about hunger because they had somebody raised from the dead. You probably heard that testimony. And they raised from the dead in their church. And Dad wanted, you know, to inspire the people. And he said something in the back. He said, now, Cheryl, you said something that because the people were hungry. He said, that's it. See, most churches are not hungry.
Yeah.
They don't come hungry. They come, what can you do for me? And, you know, and flip-flops and shorts and hang out. And that's the way they are inside. You could tell the way they are inside the way they are outside.
That's right.
I know that never goes over big.
That's good. That's good.
Hallelujah.
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 There's no hunger. There's no hunger for the things of God.
That's it.
Now I know I'm going upstream in this time. I know I'm going upstream, but that's all right. I've always been an upstreamer.
Yeah.
Haven't I? You've seen me in every movement that I have predicted and said, going upstream. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody said the other day, and can I say this, Lord? Told me the other day, he said, you know, there's a big name preacher that was talking about you in front of me. He said, I just want you to know, Brother Ed. He said, this man was telling me, he said, well, that brother Dufresne, he prophesies and everything else and this and that. And my friend got right in his face. Yeah, he prophesied, but it comes to pass. I've been in your meeting, you prophesied, nothing come to pass. You might have big crowds. And he said, besides that, I've had people that had, most of their hearts were dead. And when he was at my church, Ed DeFrank, and he got new hearts and he had miracles.
Amen.
God always went upstream.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
They can talk all they want. Praise God.
Praise God.
But when you got the goods, you got the signs and wonders, hallelujah, signs and wonders for you, praise God. You preach it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Shadamaya. Kiss the kid to Tulamaya. You might preach it. Glory to God. The eyes of inheritance. You got to know you inherited. What did you inherit? God told me what we inherited. He said, I meet all their needs. He said, the reason, you got to do something on earth before God's going to do anything from heaven. They don't even ask me how much they need a year to operate their household. Ask and you shall receive. They don't believe that. You don't believe that. You don't believe that because of the way you talk. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy before. You have your full, your joy. If you ask and believe, when you ask that you receive.
Amen.
That you know that He'll give it. He said, they don't even ask. They don't even figure out. We do it in our church. And you got to see the prosperity that is happening in our people. Every year I say, all right, you got how much you need to operate. And half of them raise their hands. See, they forget. They slip. I say, all right, now how much? We're going to ask God how much. I do it with my budget. I mean, I don't really have a budget, but you know, we figure what we're doing and everything else, that this is how much we need. We need $6 million this year to operate. So I ask in the name of Jesus, and I release my ministry spirit to go and cause the money to come in, and then I don't stay up all night and travail. I go take a nap. Knowing that God's at work and that money's coming in, and it'll all come in. It'll all come to pass. Exactly what you're saying. You know, you've guys proven it through the years. You've been with Dad for many years. It works. You've seen it work with him. Glory be to God. Ask and you shall receive. He said, my ministers don't do that. They get and they cry and moan and groan. They don't have enough money. They don't ask. Preacher. Preacher wants to believe in God.
Come on.
And then transfer to it to the other people.
Yeah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. The reason you don't ask is you don't believe you're going to get it.
That's what
it is. I know somebody, I don't care what it is, I believe Jesus.
Amen.
Yeah. I ain't going to believe some unbelieving radio preacher.
No.
Says all that stuff is a bunch of bunk. One guy, and I won't mention his name, but he said he was the, what was his name? Bible answer man. There's a Bible answer man, and he didn't answer nothing, because first of all, he can't read or he's lying. He said, can you imagine anybody saying you can have what you say? Can you imagine anybody saying that you can have the God kind of faith? I was going down in the middle of the desert by myself and I heard that because I was flipping trying to find somebody to preach at me. And hear this come on so I'd sound religious or sound like, you know. And when he said that, I had my Bible, I flipped over Mark 11, 22 and 23, put it up against the radio. I said, can't you read? Jesus said I can have what I say. And I turned him off. So you got to answer. Yeah. Jesus answered that tree. He answered unbelief. It wasn't producing for him. And he answered it. I got tapes on. You need to learn how to answer your problems. Answer it.
Yeah.
We've had the city. We've had different buildings. So you can't start that building. You can't do that. And I answered them back. Yes, we are. And we are. And it's built.
Amen.
Come on. It works.
Of course it works.
It works.
Amen. That's how you answer your problem. Jesus answered that tree. It wasn't producing. So he cursed it. That's what you ought to. You ought to curse lack.
Yes.
Amen.
Money ain't coming in. Hey, you need to check the bookkeeper and see how they're talking over the money.
That's right.
Make sure they got a right word over, because they can sit there and say, he's going to go build this and he's going to go build it. He don't have the money, where he's going to get it. And see, if they're not a faith person, they just talk natural numbers, and they're taught that way. Don't misunderstand. They're taught that. And they should tell you the truth, but they should do it with a spirit of faith.
Right.
Well, I don't know what we're going to do. One of our mates got laid off. You're going to believe God!
Yes.
He's going to take care of you because you're his father. He's your father. Everybody say, father.
Father.
You're my very own father.
You're my very own father.
And you love to take care of me.
You love to take care.
You love to watch out for me.
You love to cover
for me.
You love to cover for me.
Amen. 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 I don't know if I'm helping you, but I'm helping myself. Glory be to God. Glory to God. And I feel like teaching tonight. Last two nights, it was just the Holy Ghost fell.
Yeah.
Praise God. But anyway, this is the truth.
Yeah.
Now let's read on. You have an inheritance.
Yeah.
That belongs to you. Your father wants to take care of it, but you got to ask.
Yes.
Now my kids are highly developed in asking. My son phoned me today and he's thinking about getting a new truck. I said, what are you asking me for? He said, well, God uses you. He said, you know how to do it. I said, well, you're going to have to learn how to do it too, son.
Yeah.
As you go over and pick the model you want and whistle at it and talk to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go down and see what kind of, we'll work a deal. They'll all come together. He's trying to figure it all. I said, quit figuring it out. Just start talking right.
Yeah.
Come
on. Come on. Hallelujah.
Now this preacher, I drive a Hummer. You shouldn't get offended over that. But I drive a Hummer.
Hallelujah.
I go humming around. People just blows them out. And there goes that rich preacher. He's riding a Hummer. I said, that's it. Just keep saying it.
Yeah.
That guy lives in all the hell. He got jets down there. Well, I don't, you know, a whole bunch of jets. But he said, I have down there. You know, he has. I said, just keep saying it. It's all right with me.
Amen.
And got the city talking over me.
Yeah.
He said, that guy down there was in the tent. And he said God was going to give him a new building. And you know he did.
Hallelujah.
It's the whole talk of the town.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And all the soothsayers. Even other ministers in town there.
Yeah.
Soothsayers that would say, well, he'll never build that. It'll never come up. You're talking to the wrong person.
Amen.
That's right.
It'll come to pass. Well, when will it come to that? That's not my business. That's on God's side. My side is to do the believing and the saying what I believe.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
It's his job to do the doing.
I wonder when my men speak on it, take off.
Will you shut up and quit talking? That's wondering. Wonder, who wrote the book of love? You know. This wondering is unbelief. 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 I wonder when it's got... No, you're to speak the word of God and be obedient and let God see your obedience and you teach it to 500, to 5 people or whatever you're at. You do it, you be obedient and do what God told you to do and rest.
Amen.
My wife's got a philosophy. I mean, she's one of us. She says, it ain't my job to grow the church. My job is to feed the sheep. It's God's job to add to the church.
Amen.
And I am not going to question because maybe I don't think I have enough people. And if you're not careful, you'll get lust for crowds.
Yeah.
And it's the wrong motive.
Yeah.
You feed the sheep and God will get the sheep there for you to be fed.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
Well, what are you doing? You just finished the building. Yeah, tightly, it'll sit 900 people. That's how many we had per night, plus overflow. We had about, 1,500 per night with Dad Hagen. But I already got put it in my heart to start planning. Get ready.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, that around 2007, when I went to heaven, God said the church will be up and running in the revival and the precious fruit of the earth. Well, some of you were at Brother Hagin's winter seminar, and he sat down in a chair and prophesied about this year. He prophesied that this year, amen, and he prophesied 2004, there'll be more, this year's preparation.
Right.
Then he said 2005, and some won't make it through that year, that's judgment year. Isn't that what he said? Judgment year. So I'm already working on me, man. Lord, if there's anything I want to I want to get past that. I want to get past 2005, and I will. Praise God. And then he said he couldn't talk about 2006. Well, see, that came in line when I went to heaven. He showed me judgment was coming, but I didn't know what year. Well, the general said it. We know now. We know. You can mark it down because of his track record.
Hey, you think, oh, you follow Hagin too close. Well, Paul said to follow him close.
Right.
As I follow Christ. We don't worship him. But look at his track record.
Yeah.
You know, he'll get up and say, now this is my opinion. And even some of his opinions are pretty good. But when he said, Jesus said, then you can write it down because it's going to come to pass.
Amen.
You can write it down because it'll come to pass.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
So it'll come to pass that way. So I just got it, boom, 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 boom. I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready for the harvest.
Yeah.
Amen.
I know, but Dad Summerall, God spoke to him to build in the Philippines, and he only had 5 people, and he built a building to sit 4,000 people. 3,500, 4,000. And he put that old hangar up and everything else, and preached to 5 to 12 people per Sunday in that big old thing. He put it up. He did it with his faith.
Yes, sir.
Well, when I get a bigger congregation, then I'll be in a bigger building.
God tells you to, you better do it.
Yeah.
Just obey. Well, and the money you got, that's none of your business, Adam. God's business.
Hallelujah.
I tell people, that's all you could do is move your little finger, you're paralyzed. Just move it towards God where you can see your faith.
Yeah.
Just move, go as far as you can in the natural.
Yes.
And then let God take over.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen. Ooh. Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know a lot of pastors burn out through building programs? And I teach them, I said, do not let that stuff get inside of you.
Yeah.
Keep it on the outside. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Keep it out. I'm not saying you don't have to deal with anything, but don't let it get inside of you because it'll destroy you. All that junk.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Does that look like I'm burned out?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
No, I learned. I ain't going to let it get inside of me.
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I said, glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
So what was I talking about before that?
Glory be to God.
Do you remember? Huh?
Your inheritance.
Your inheritance, yeah. Just want to see if he knew. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you didn't ask him.
Well, I didn't get enough asking.
Because you didn't ask and you didn't believe. It ain't on God's side. It's on your side. He's already done everything he's going to do.
Amen.
You just got to walk in what belongs to you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get talking right and you'll have everything that you need in life and even in the ministry.
Amen.
So I asked God, this is where I was at, you remember? This is where I was at. So even ministers, they don't ask how much they need in their church.
Mm-hmm.
You ask and you shall receive. Isn't that what the Bible? Very simple.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So you get, so God's done everything, so you gotta ask Him. Well, He knows what I need. Yeah, but here's the house rule.
Yeah.
Ask.
Yeah.
This is one of the house rules that you gotta ask.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
He said, don't touch the tree. Then don't touch the tree. If He said, ask, you shall receive, then ask.
Amen.
Now, this sometimes don't go over good with parents, but teenagers, I can teach them. In the youth group, I can teach them how to get trucks and how to get their car and everything else. See, they're good. See, I got their attention right there. I like that preacher. He's cool, man. Thought he was an old man, but he's cool. Hallelujah. Teach them. I teach our young people in our church to get them. I got them lined up out there. All faith trucks, faith cars. My parents shrivel when I say that sometimes. I said, because you've got unbelief.
Yeah.
Well, my parents will go up. Well, you don't, you're not getting enough money.
Come on.
You think the devil, well, the devil kids running around, dope addicts and, and drug runners running around in jets and everything else.
Right.
They got the nice buildings and we, no. No.
Come on.
Right.
Don't sit down on me now.
Come on.
I'm wrapping this up now. I'm finishing up. In closing. Now look at this. And what is the exceeding greatness of His power towards us with? He wants to show His great power toward, which He did in Jesus when He raised Him up. Who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead. That power is inside of you. And set Him in His own right hand in heavenly places. He's on the right hand. He's interceding. So we're to walk in His stead. He gave us the power of eternity to use His name. That everything that is named, for above all principality, power, might, dominion, money. Money's a, paper money's out of a tree. And Jesus talked to a tree. Get a clue. Talk to money to come to you. And every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and had put all things as italicized. They added that in by the King James Version people. It should read this way. And had put all under His feet. Now, where's the feet? It's in the bottom of the body. It don't stick out of the head. That'd be a more for that looking thing. Jesus is the head, and He works through His body. He cannot do anything for you unless you say so. That blows religion out. You know, what about this sovereignty business? That's preached real heavy in the church. Well, God is sovereign. Whatever happens, happens. Oh, yeah, God was working through Saddam, huh? Whatever will happen, that's God's will. Well, yeah, but somebody was over there fighting and they got right with God, so that's...
Come on.
Now, there was a man on TV, and I've known the man for many years. He's a great soul winner, but he only know part of the Bible. And I don't say this in critical, but he had this mask on, and he could hardly breathe. And he said, now God put this on me. He said he was preaching on the sovereignty of God. I said, God, I never preached on that. Give me some wisdom on it as a preacher. He said, I'll tell you, my sovereignty is in action when you release me with faith-filled words. Then that's when my sovereignty is working in your life. What's working on the earth is from the fall.
Come on, that's right. Come on.
But His sovereignty is when you put the Word of God in your mouth.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you.
My God meets all my needs according to His riches and glory. The sovereignty of God's at work. I loose my ministering angel. The sovereignty of God's at work.
Yeah. Thank you.
By His stripes I was healed. I was healed. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I am healed. His sovereignty is working in your body. His healing power is working in your body.
Amen.
You know why some preachers never get no further? In that just the first phase of even if they get in that is because of their mouth and the way they talk.
My. That's good then. Hallelujah.
You'll never, never have a powerful church, pastors, unless you walk in your authority. Walk with a stick, but hide it behind you. Just be real sweet. The devil gets on, wham! Woo! And walk in your authority because there'll be more people want to take, there'll be a board, there'll be somebody want to take that away from you.
That's right.
I had one guy years ago when I first started, he said, came up and he was thrown out of church and one of his churches that he was at, and so he was coming to my church for a while, and he came up one Sunday morning, he says, One thing, he says, your speech, I used to stutter, you know, some once in a while, but I praise God. And he says, I am a lot better speaker than you. And he says, I could do a lot better job in this church. And I went home, driving home, and that got into my brain, and it was working on me. And I said, Lord, he's right. I told you when you called me, you got me out of a bar. And I said, maybe, could you relieve me of this that you called me to do? You know what he told me? He said, now next Sunday that guy's going to come up to you again. This is what you tell him. He said that you tell him, the difference between you and me is I'm called here and you're not. Amen. Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Amen.
And he told me, he says, the difference is I don't care how you speak. I don't care if you are a better administrator. I'm anointed to do it.
There you go.
I'm anointed to walk in that office.
Amen.
It doesn't matter what anybody say. You what? You traveling minister? You are anointed to travel. Get it into your... Don't, never get on that plane. Well, here I go again. I'm so tired. I didn't get on all these airplanes. Shut up!
Amen.
Just put a... Get your back straight and say, I'm called and I'm going into that church where I'm going. People are going to be healed. People are going to be set free. And walk in your office. Don't talk despairingly about your office. If God says you're a preacher, you're a preacher. And I don't care if you just get up there and go, ying, 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 ying. It's anointing and
yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Can you rejoice with the Word of God? And then over there in chapter 2, verse 6, and he said, he had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places.
Yes. Hallelujah.
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 I walk in heavenly places with my God.
Yes.
I say, I walk in heavenly places with my God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, put your hands up and praise Him and worship Him.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. I don't know if I helped you, but I helped myself.
Hallelujah. Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Now let me leave this with you. There's so much that he came in that room at 4 o'clock in the morning and talked to me about when I was down in Peru. One of them over there in Matthew 6, he said he'd take care of the birds.
Mm-hmm.
He said that one of the reasons too is they worry. They're stressed out.
Yeah.
And they're overworked. And they don't have to. They just trust me. They just trust me. I'll take care of them. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know how many things I've done, and I didn't have the money in the bank, but God told me to do it, and God always did the doing. As long as I didn't get one, I hope He doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta obey God. Act on His Word. There's house rules. Go by those rules, and you'll have the blessings of God upon you.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Everybody stand up in this building right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Is there anybody in here the doctor told you had an incurable disease, especially in the area of cancer? Come up here right now.
Hallelujah.
Come up here right now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Jesus was standing here. Just look at that. He gave gifts unto men. If he was standing here, Jesus himself, he said, come down here, I'm going to heal you. People would respond.
Yes.
Well, he's here.
Yes, he is.
He is here.
Well, he's here.
Any kind of an incurable disease, blood disease, sugar, diabetes, any kind of thing like that. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Boy, his power, my sikiti. Mashukota tuya, lana nama sikiti de ne makaya. Shutamaya, geta tuya. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.